Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on till 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, and he'll have with him Saints head coach Kellen Moore. His guest tonight will be Saints defensive coordinator Brandon Staley. He's here each and every Monday night. Mr. Dave Hilbert from the Silver Slipper.
Hey. Man, great to be here.
Thanks so much for joining
us. Dave.
Got the W yesterday.
They all coming out. Got the big wind. Cruising on the coast. It's all flowing.
Oh, man, beautiful.
Tell everybody a little bit. Thursday's y'all day, right?
Here. Thursday's our big day. We're giving away that Jeep Wrangler outside, and we've given away the $95,000 cash, the Slippers of Cash drawings at 8 o'clock. Have a... Nick Perkins, Elvis impersonator, award-winning impersonator from Hammond. He'll be here at 8 as well, and then at 9 p.m. we're giving away that Jeep Wrangler. Of course, outside we're going to be full of classic cars, and we have a classic rock band playing outside.
And you're down to 10 slippers.
Down to 10 slippers.
10 slippers and $95,000. So you got to come here Thursday night. Got a chance to win $95,000 or $500 in free slot. Also, too, I saw you got dueling golf carts.
We got last Saturday in October, we're giving away two golf carts in one night. So, come on. And those are the nice big four-seat golf carts.
Man, that's a nice seat on there, man. I'll see you there.
Man, Dave, that promotion's been so popular. I think that might be a yearly occurrence the Slipper, right?
I'm sure they're going to keep doing it.
$95,000 cash money. Cash money, homie.
Bring your briefcase.
I got some bad news for people, but it's good news for Dave because you get a point in your life where you know you've done your last journey. And Mr. Dave Hilbert's got a couple more weeks, and then he's retired.
What?
Going to that old folks home on the golf course.
Please don't say so, Dave. Come on, Dave.
Maybe I'll come back and make a guest appearance one time. When the Saints win the Super Bowl.
Just come on Mondays.
No, we're going to have to go hire some damn Dave impersonators. We got the Elvis impersonators here on the Slipper.
Maybe we can get the Elvis guy to come here. So, Dave, I know you've been thinking about it for a while. And we all go through it. I told you it happened with me. Yeah. I said, never work again. Well, that didn't last too long because I was at the house with my wife all day.
I can't take it anymore. Dave, you're making me sad. I used to love when I hear this all the time. You know what I mean? Mike would say, like, Mr. It sounded like Johnny Carson. I'm like, here's Johnny. And, then Mike would go, like, Mr. Dave Hilbert. I mean, that's what I'm going to miss. Come on.
But you're going to miss it, Dave.
I've been here almost 20 years. So it was a part of the pre-opening party that opened this place up. And we worked really hard.
And Dave, how long you been in the game, Vince?
It's more than 20. I know that.
It's since 1992.
Man. So this been your livelihood.
It's been good to me.
So, Dave, you part of the community here in doing that. And now, you know, with social media, I see, you know, you and Miss Angie, y'all doing commercials together for the Silver Slipper and everything.
Well, he's a rock star. Hilbert.
But listen, I'm going to tell you, man, staying home retired, man, that's for the birds. You got to find something
to
do.
So, Dave, what do you play, golf, fish?
I play golf.
He plays some golf.
I play some golf. I love to fish.
Oh, okay. So you got some
that
hops.
Get
oh,
old, that get old after a while.
So you have some hops.
I'm going to get that yard of the month sign in my front yard.
Oh, look at Dave. It'd be like, look at Dave. That's Dave Hillman. He's pulling weeds. Look at him. He's out there. He's making his garden. He wants to be garden of the month.
Look at garden of the month.
Yeah.
Garden of the month. But, Dave, listen, though, we wish you the best. I know you got a couple more weeks here and you've joined us, but we wanted to tell everybody about it. Man, we appreciate everything you've done throughout the year.
It's been wonderful working with you guys.
All right, Dave. Hey, so who's somebody has to come up here?
I got a young guy coming up in here.
Okay, a young guy?
He's going to do good.
So we're not going to have the boss lady from Germany?
No, she may come out and make a few appearances.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
So tell us, okay, we heard about everything happening. Cruise on the Coast and everything else, giving away the golf.
Golf cart. We're giving away that Jeep Wrangler this Thursday night.
Who won the truck?
A guy out of Slido won the truck. He put the fruit. Yeah,
what?
I know.
Wow, I could have guessed that.
I think his name was Steven, but yeah, he won that
man,
truck.
The Silver Slipper and Slido, Silver Slipper, they're like partners for life.
We are.
Yeah, partners for life.
Yeah, you got a lot of people here that come from the North
Well,
Shore.
That's one of the reasons they decided after Katrina to build this casino.
We had the Slido people out there waving their hands.
He's a regular, too. He's a regular over here, also.
He's another lane. He's a longshoreman, man.
Yes.
He's a real retired.
A real one.
Exactly right.
A real one.
Yep.
So, got things going on. Tell us a little bit about what you have on for some of the I know Halloween, y'all have something. Y'all got
Halloween,
a bash on the Friday.
They're going to do that Friday. They're going to do a little Halloween costume contest in the casino. But I get on the Silver Slipper website.
You couldn't dress up in
your
costume.
Well, you got to
give it a pass on Halloween.
You can't put a mask on. But
I don't know. Okay, don't put a mask on. Because, you know, these days they got some crazy people. I don't know. But Dave likes to dress up, though. He's a big Halloween guy.
Dave, I'm going to let you roll with that one.
Yeah, there you go, man.
But when we talked about Cruise on the Coast, Dave, and how quickly that has grown.
Oh, man, it's one of the...
Man, unbelievable amount of
people. It's probably the
here.
Most popular one in America right now. It kind of overtook Reno on that. And they're going to do over 25,000 cars. And it really is a great event to come check it out, especially go downtown Bay St. Louis. They block it off, and it's all parked with classic cars.
And every day, every place has a day that pass through.
Yep. And it's just great because you can just go to your lawn chair, put it out on Beach Drive, and watch beautiful cars go by.
You know, Dave, whenever you got a great idea and it really explodes, it takes off. It seemed like you'd have other coastlines, whether along the Atlantic coast or you look at Florida's coast or anywhere. The Gulf Coast, Mississippi Gulf Coast. Cruising on the coast, we need a copy with Mississippi's.
Well,
doing.
It's one of the only places where they really have a beach drive where you can look right at the water. You go to places in California.
Yeah,
you're looking right down. And especially in Harrison County, it's like 22 miles straight.
That's a long stretch,
a long
22
stretch.
Miles that you got it. But you got that many vehicles, you can understand where you're coming from with that.
Yep.
Also, too, if you come in here, hey, man, get your reservation. Come to the steakhouse.
Yeah, absolutely. Best steakhouse on the coast and number one buffet.
Man, awesome.
Best steakhouse and best crab leg.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
24/7. Blue crabs.
And blue crabs.
And, again, Dave, this coming Thursday, it is – the night here for Cruise
it's
on the
our,
Coast.
Exactly. It's our big cruise tonight. The parking lot's going to be full of cars. And have one of Nick Perkins, probably one of the top 10 Elvis impersonators in the world.
And 95 grand up for grabs. And if you like the line dance, you can come here and do that also.
And
I know Miss Angie's
cash
involved.
Money holes.
Yeah, exactly
that's
right.
It,
bring that briefcase with you this time.
Beware.
And that guard.
Be aware now, in the future, we have always these Elvis impersonators. We're going to have a Dave Hilbert impersonator.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're going to give a prize out, the best Dave Hilbert impersonator.
Well, you know. Sometimes Grant calls with a fake name. Maybe we can get Grant to follow that voice of Hilbert. He can come up here.
Well, you know what? I got to get with Grant because I tell you what, I don't know if I'm outlive him or vice versa. But
I will bet on Grant.
But Grant needs to put on his tombstone perfect attendance.
He does.
Perfect attendance. We've been doing this show a couple of decades now, and Grant's been here for
the whole time.
You know that's something because, hey, it's a lifestyle.
I remember.
Coming here to Slipper is a lifestyle.
We hear, and there is a hurricane out in the Gulf. That's maybe, what, a dozen people here? Well, one of the dozen was Grant.
Kept calling it.
We all walked out together at the same time. But, yeah. Man, that storm was right.
Yeah, we all evacuating together.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. Dave, thanks so much for joining us. Come on down to the Silver Slipper. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our phone lines, Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and my good Houdat Nation friends, Grant, Hollywood, Longshoremen, the whole nation. It's my high honor and great privilege to say for the first time since December 8th of last year, hail to the mighty Saints. First of all, I don't usually listen to the post-game show for a number of reasons, but since I was driving back from Lafayette yesterday, I decided to listen in. And my first thought is that me and that burger at the Swamp Room are going to be having a close meeting very, very soon, Bobby. It sounds like that was a fantastic place.
Hey, the Swamp Room is famous for their burgers, handmade. And I tell you what, you know, once you're known for something, you can't never be
can't
bad.
Can't mess it up.
No, you can't mess it up. It has to always be the same. You have to have that consistency, and they do have that where, you know, you'll go back. You eat the burger, I'll go back for another one. You know, and I'll be like Wimpy. Well, remember Popeye? I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah, old Wimpy, yes, sir. And I am not shy, as you know, by seeing me about refusing a second burger. But listen, based on what I saw yesterday and then heard on the point after, I think it's the general consensus of the Houdat Nation that, A, the red zone offense is pretty abysmal. And, you know, my opinion and the opinion of others is that it reflects not only the players themselves, but the play calling. You know, Kellen Moore is young and new, but it's time to kind of get with it and put that ball in the end zone, because we really should have won by 35 or 42-14 yesterday. And secondly, it's time at least to bring Charlie Smith in for a workout, because, Mike, the ice is not.
Well, he's in the building.
He doesn't count
because he's the international player. Yeah. He don't count against the roster. You know, he's in the building. You know, and he can make a 70-yarder, but then he might miss
the 30. He might flip that 38-yarder.
Yeah. And then, the pressure got to be on. Yeah, I agree.
You got to push and light a fire on the groupie, because he's underwater right now. And finally, Curtis Granderson, he needs to sue Alan Eck for defamation of character. I mean, that call, and I know we've said it 500 times over and over again, but that call was really beyond the pale. That was like the no call back in 2018.
Just as bad, Big John. That call was just as bad as the Nolan no call, but the thing was, the Nolan no call was to go to the damn Super Bowl. See, this is just a regular season
game. It
wasn't
the fifth game of the year.
Yeah, and you're beating the Giants, and they, you know. But no, but it was that egregious. If you look at, you got to be freaking kidding me. No, it's like not now. Well, no, that was 100% wrong, the Nolan no call, and this was 100% wrong against Granderson. No, it's just, I don't know. The NFL cannot justify that. They need to answer that from an NFL perspective and tell the fans, okay, what are you looking at? And will Mr. Egg be reprimanded? I mean, I don't know. He can't be doing another game next weekend. You got to put him in timeout. You're going to timeout. I'm going to tell you when you can come out. And wouldn't that be fair, Big John? We gotta hold them accountable. But the fans don't know anything about that. They do everything behind the scenes. Oh, and you know, Mickey Loomis and Coach Kellen Moore, it's always about 7 or 8 plays that are judgmental, and they send to the front office, and it was like, okay, this is wrong. And then they'll say, like, oh, yeah, we missed that one. And that's how they do is apologize. Oh, we missed that one. Well, it's too damn late. What if it cost you the game?
Though?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
exactly.
That's the thing, Bobby, is I got no problem. I mean, I don't have a problem with them saying, oh, hey, we missed the call. Okay, well, then discipline the referee. Because, you know, I've said this 500 times if I've said it once. And I continue to get disgusted by the lack of transparency of the league. And the only way that this is going to stop is when the sponsors start questioning the integrity of the game. That's the only time you're going to see a change in this.
Who's going to change? Vegas saying, wait a minute, you messing now, you touching my money doing this in a game that's meaningful. Now, what happened yesterday?
It didn't matter.
It didn't really matter.
Yeah.
But you mess up a game where a referee really screws the pooch on a call, man, it's not going to be some TV sponsor. It's going to be Vegas, because now the NFL in Vegas now, they in bed together.
Without a doubt.
And, hey, they don't want no one thinking that if you place a bet, something's crooked, because you might not bet again, and they want you to continue to gamble.
No, everything has to be on the up and up, because it's reality TV. It's reality TV that is real, and it has to be legit. It can't be just we want to be entertained like championship wrestling. No, it's not choreographed. It has to be like, no, this is, we don't know what the outcome going to be. And it can't be like, oh, that looks shady. No, that's one thing. The NFL, realistically, now they care about the individual. They care about if you do. They don't care if you smoke pot anymore. They care if you're doing cocaine or something. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to be hooked on pain pills. You know, they'll send you to rehab. But one thing they hate more than anything, they don't want nobody associated with gambling. As a player, you want to get kicked out the league. Mike, you know that.
Look how many people have been suspended already by gambling on their cell phone.
And that's,
you can't gamble on your own league.
And
too.
That's going to be a big challenge in college football, the big money involved in that going forward. That's one thing. The games have to be on the up and up. Ain't nobody trying to fix nothing that is truly the outcome. And no, if you want the game to continue to grow, whether that's college football, like whether it's the SEC, Big Ten, or the NFL, no, it has to be legit that it's actually won and lost on the field. I mean, that's my public service announcement.
Yeah, if something like that happens in a Super Bowl game, man.
No, the money that's going to change hands, no.
That's unacceptable. And it should be unacceptable now. To be, because listen, you're human, and you're going to make a mistake.
And you know what's crazy?
They can't come back and be the same guy the next week.
They even have meetings, I know, in training camp with teams. They have ex-FBI people that they hire, in NFL hires, and they would tell you that you're a target, you're constantly being watched, that they tell you who you could be friends with, who you can associate with. No, you can't be hanging out with that dude. Okay, I'm telling you, that's bad news. That's a red flag right there. So, no, they know because they look shady. And now the Raiders in Las Vegas? No, I guarantee if you play for the Raiders and you're there all the time, Mike, no, you could say, well, you can't tell me who to be friends with. Yes, the NFL can. I'm telling
you. And it won't be long before Major League Baseball is in Las Vegas.
Yes.
Won't be long before
NBA.
The NBA has an expansion team in Las Vegas. So once you pull them covers up, okay, then you got to have it be legit. But the NFL referees, to me, with no accountability at all.
Well, the NFL needs to make a public statement. I think the fans will like this. When you watch this, they can put it on NFL Network. Like 10 calls that they missed that have to be addressed, and you explain it to the fans. When you watch that on NFL Network, all the people that are doing gaming, oh, I want to watch this show. When are they replaying that? I want to watch that. How are they going to explain this away?
They're never going to do it.
Well, they need to.
I'm just telling you,
you got to be straightforward with the fans. That's the one with all the money. Come on.
We'll be back. Thank you for the call, Big John. We appreciate it. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us the head football coach of the Nichols State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki, our Thibodaux Regional Health Systems Nicholls State Head Football Coach Show right after this break. Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight. Hey, if you're in the area, come on by and you can get you a square on the Monday night game between the Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL at 7:30 tonight. On our call lines, we have on with us the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybacki. His segment is sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health care provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Man, I got to see the end of that game. Good Lord. You know, you have a punt return, and that dude got to be – he got to have some Louisiana connections with him. With a Fuselli last name. He got to have some ties to the area here. But, man, what a way to lose a game like that. And you had the running game going. But special teams, man, it always is a big part of the game.
No, and especially, Coach, had to drive you crazy. I mean, you're right there at 17-17. Then you go 88-yard punt return with 3 minutes, basically three and a half minutes left. I know you're like, come on, trip or fall, but that, that had to like just be like, man, we're right there, and then not able to finish, and especially on special teams.
Yeah, very disappointing because I felt like we got some things going offensively, and we were able to move the ball. And you know, prior to that, we had 3rd and 3 and a great opportunity to convert, and weren't able to haul in a catch there. And then for the punt to go back, man, so deflating because we had played so well in the second half defensively and shut them out, got ourselves back in position to win the game, and I knew we could do it. And so just an unfortunate situation. I mean, a well-covered punt, guys in position just weren't able to get the guy on the ground.
Coach, one of the things, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's sometimes halftime adjustments. Man, you don't have a lot of time at halftime. Bobby always said, people, hey, look, all the great halftime adjustments. You don't have a lot of time. A lot of things sometimes you might emphasize that you want to do, but defensively really played well in the second half against Lamar.
Yeah, because that punt return was the only second half touchdown. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, good plan coming into the game, executing well throughout the game. They weren't able to run the ball, which had really been their calling card coming into the game. So being able to make them one-dimensional. Unfortunately, in the first half, they hit a couple explosive passes on us, which got them on the scoreboard. But again, I thought the defense played well throughout the game, with the exception of those few explosive plays. And then the second half, you know, just lights out, keeping us in the game, putting us in position late to be able to win it, and just unfortunately weren't able to pull it out.
Coach, you got the running game going, and I know that has got to be really good news for you, because I think it helps out your quarterback, really, when you can have a running game going. Bob's always talk about, you know, sometimes even when the Saints had Drew Brees, sometimes less of Drew is better.
Yep.
Because you can run the football, you were able to do that against Lamar.
Yeah, advantage down in distances, right? You know, 2nd and 4, 2nd and 3, that's much easier to play with as a quarterback than it is to be in 2nd and long and known passing situations. And I thought those guys did a really good job. You know, the two lead backs, they went out in the first half and were injured, weren't able to play in the second half. But I really thought we had some good things going early in the run game, especially with the explosive run by Shane Lee to get us on the scoreboard.
Yeah, and especially you take the lead at, late in the first quarter, 14-7, and then you look, this is a positive on special teams. But Joe Walker, but he kicks a 45-yard field goal that ties it up at 17 midway through the third quarter. Now, you just have to be able to finish, Coach. You're right there, and it's going back and forth, momentum swings. I know you're emphasizing that to the team, that we play 4 quarters, and we just have to be winning at the end. And I know you've addressed that, because Lamar, that's a good measuring stick where you're at. And I want you to comment on where you think maybe Lamar's at in the conference. But you know what? I was surprised. Who whooped in corner words? Stephen F. Austin. Does Stephen F. Austin kind of come?
Guess who Nicholls plays next?
Oh, Stephen F. Austin. What about them on film, Coach?
Yeah, I'll tackle the first one. Lamar, I think they're off to a really good start this year, and I commented last week about the program being built. They're playing with a lot of seniors, a lot of older players, and so I think no matter what ends up happening from a conference standpoint, that's a playoff team for sure. And then Stephen F. Austin is off to another good start, and they've got a stand-up team. I think last year they might win the league if the quarterback doesn't go out injured, and you can see what they did last week against Incarnate Word. So challenging road ahead, and we just got to be ready.
Now, Coach, you look at the rivalry game that way. That's way down the road. Now, I was surprised. I know you look at all the games in the conference. Boy, but Southeastern spanked McNeese. Now, it's like, whoa. You thought it was maybe a misprint. When you know, we're familiar with Southeastern around these parts. And, yeah, I know McNeese football, but I was kind of shocked at that score.
Well, one thing before the season started, and we talked to Coach Selfel, he was very confident. And I think the chip on the shoulder, Coach, you can address this too. They looked like they were going to get it into the playoffs, and yet there's only the champ got in. Southeastern didn't get in last year, and I think that's still kind of a chip on the shoulder for the Lions.
No question. Very good football team and football program over the years that Coach Selfel has, and last year they definitely did get snubbed. You know, we played them in the last game of the year. They were as good as anybody that we played and definitely deserved to be in the tournament. And you look at what they're doing so far to start this year and to beat McNeese on the road in the whole 38-0. I don't know the last time that McNeese has been shut out at home, but I'm sure that it's been a little while.
You know, Coach, looking at Deuce Hogan, he had a short yardage touchdown run, and he talked about the run by Shane Lee, that 75-yard touchdown run. Were you able to set the tone? What are you emphasizing this week getting ready for Stephen F. Austin? Is it like challenging maybe Deuce Hogan to keep pace with that Stephen F. quarterback and then just being able to finish, not only get off to a great start, but to finish strong?
Yeah, definitely for Deuce, you know, it's about making quick decisions, making good decisions, and being confident with the decisions that he's making, because he can definitely throw the football, distribute it. He's smart. It's being able to develop some quickness with that decision-making and making sure that, you know, we're putting the ball in play a ton. And, yeah, the guy from Stephen F. Austin, he's definitely setting the standard for that in our league. The Vidlak kid, who what he's been able to do over the last 2 years is a great example of playing with confidence and quickness throughout a game.
Coach, tell everybody a little bit maybe about a couple freshmen. And this is the time of year now where maybe they've gotten a couple games under their belts, so you don't consider them freshmen no more. They first-year guys. About a couple guys in their first year, you could say freshmen, that have really come through for your football team.
Yeah, I will definitely – I'll start first with we played 20 freshmen against Lamar on Saturday, so that's a big number for us, and it's split between about 10 first-time freshmen and 10 redshirt freshmen. A couple guys defensively, Griffin Ellis stepped up on the defensive line, actually started a defensive tackle with two defensive tackles out for the game. And then you flip over on the offensive side, we're playing with almost all freshman receivers over there between Amari Clayton, Kylan Wheeler, and then a guy like Caden Ando, who when the two running backs went out in the first half, had to step in, a true freshman playing for the very first time, got 15 carries in the second half. So, you know, that's a group of guys that are stepping up. And at this point in the season, yeah, they got to be ready. And that's what these bye weeks are so helpful for, is to determine who's ready and get those guys in the mix.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Wish you best of luck when you go up against Stephen F. Austin. And, man, get us a W, man, because I know one thing. Nothing cures ills on a team better than one thing, winning. You win a game. The Saints found out this Sunday.
There is no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. We got to go get one this next weekend.
Thanks so much, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you all.
All righty. That was the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. And that segment is sponsored weekly by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. We'll be back to close it up in hour number two on the Second Guest Show right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the second guest show, Mike DeTay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bob, one of the things Kellen Moore said today is that he has some optimism that Chase Young will return to practice this week. And he said if Young can put in good work today, they'll see if they're able to ramp it up back on practice field Wednesday.
Well, hello, yes. We invested a lot of money in him. We basically guaranteed him $50 million. We want some production there. And Chase Young was having an outstanding offseason. OTAs, minicamp, training camp.
Every offseason thing I did with you, you talked about Chase Young on virtually every session.
I said, I don't see the way he's rushing the passer, I don't see how he cannot have double-digit sacks. Now, he was top five. I have to look at my notes. I know in quarterback pressures, but now you got to finish the deal. Not only a quarterback pressure, but a quarterback sack. Now, we've been getting sacks this year. What we need to do more is get more quarterback pressures. Because at times, we're like, come on, he's having too much time to throw. It's too much pressure
on the secondary.
And early on,
even Dart had time.
Yes. Yeah, Mike, it's been every game. There's been times like 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. We're still not there. No, we were dead last, given the amount of time to opposing quarterbacks. I'd hate to be in the secondary. Come on, man, y'all going to rush?
You know, if you don't get better doing that, Drake May is going to carve you up.
And we have to be, and I'm asking Coach Staley that, we have to be able to kick ass where you're rushing for people and not having to, like, trick them. You know, we're doing some kind of stunt to mess up the protection. And you want to dog and blitz now and then. But I'm telling you, an NFL quarterback hates it. You heard me say this before, when they're rushing four, but it feels like a blitz. Because then they got seven in coverage. It's like LSU right now. You look at LSU game, they're rushing three, and it feels like a blitz, and they got eight in coverage. And Nussmeier's hurt.
We'll be back right after this hour break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.